Hello, this is Neville Collard here. Noongar, Elder Buddhia of the Whadjuk, Balladong, and Yuwat people. I'm here at the Yakin Kep Turtle Pond in Mason's Park. And we're just here to talk about the carlich, which is the dragonfly. Beautiful little animal that flies around the water holes and sometimes it becomes food for birds and other animals, maybe for little possums and mice and all that, if they get their teeth on them. I know they can fly very fast. They're also known as mosquito hawks and the devil's darning needles and snake doctors. I don't know why that is, but the dragonflies are hunters with a good eyesight and they've got big eyes. The most important thing that I can find and see about the dragonflies are named carlich. The carl is the fire. And now my memory of these little animals is that they've got big bright red eyes and makes me think that the word carl, and they call them a carlich, is because of the fire in their eyes. And I know when you shine a spotlight on them at night, their eyes glow red. They can be seen around. When they mate, the female lays the eggs directly onto the water. They're what we call eggs, norooks. They'll drift onto the mud. They can lay them, but may take several months to hatch. Young dragonflies leave the water till it becomes sexually mature, which results in dispersal. Dragonflies, people believe, are one of the most successful creatures on Earth. Fossilised remains of a dragonfly have been found around 300 million years ago. There's an interesting story about one little animal. I had a family member who's painted extravagant dragonflies, and her Noongar name was Carlich, and she was able to sell them until she passed on. Most water holes, most parks, you can sit in the shade and you'll see a dragonfly or a carlich flying around, and take notice of his eyes, and I believe that you'll see the red in his eyes when they're up close or if the sun glints on them.